rights plays, and every now and then a poem. He creates tall tales like a two-faced Gemini, melodramatic yarns when Tricky's stuck at home, and then crass, crazy lines when he is high. Trick gets his friend and they smoke pot in the parking lot. It helps the afternoon pass by. Trick writes through the night every funky thing he thought, then closes up his play pages with a sigh. Staring at Trick is a slick older man named Jay. In the parking lot, Jay still in his suit and tie. His cigarette he flicks in a handheld ashtray, and he smiles when Tricky passes him by. Jay wants Tricky to give in and then give Jay his way, but Trick only gives Jay the bird. Then Tricky writes Jay as the villain in his play and rips the guy to shreds with his every word. Tricky's dad works for a publishing place. He wants his son to submit one of his plays, but Tricky says he'd prefer to keep face. Besides, who wants to read about a bunch of gays? Jay says, "Hey Trick, how about you slip into my car? Take a trip with me, I can see you're pretty blue. You must be sick of being stuck here where you are." Trick says, "Sure, but I'd be sicker with you." Trick takes his play and he writes another violent scene in which Jay's heart is torn in two. Then Jay speeds away to drive into the ravine. Tricky has a good laugh when the act is through. Told his son yesterday, "My boss will be dropping by one of these nights. I'm gonna let him proofread your play. You can be sure he's gonna wanna buy the rights." Last night Tricky came home a little high to find Dad's boss. What a shock to learn it was none other than Jay. Tricky could only blush in silence at a loss. Jay just smirked as he put down Tricky's play. Jay said, "Tricky, it's an interesting play you've got. I'll buy it if you change the end. The old pervert guy doesn't die out in the parking lot. He spends a torrid night with his younger newfound friend. Stubborn Tricky knows he'll have to bend. Tricky knows he'll have to bend."